This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Right now, we're going to get into some player props and who has some majorly big weekends, or I guess who has some bad weekends if you're taking some player prop unders. So, Jenks, we'll start with you. Where do you think is a good spot for a player prop this weekend?
Well, this is not my strength. So let me brag about my Tyreek Hill prop winning last night, because my props are not my best area. So I gotta take the dubs when I can, because I generally don't bet a whole lot of props. But I do have a couple bets I like. One is I'm going to go Geno Smith under 255 yards passing against the Lions. It is minus 120 right now at BetMGM, so juice to the under. And I know he has a couple of big weapons, and Tyler Lockett, DK Metcalf. The problem is, this number is inflated because of what he did against the Falcons last week. He threw for 325. Atlanta has one of the worst pass defenses in all of the NFL. Now, the Lions aren't a ton better, but here's the thing. Here's who the Lions have faced in the first 3 weeks of the season: Jalen Hurts, Carson Wentz, Kirk Cousins. Not murderer's row, but when it comes to passing yardage, Hurts and Wentz are in the top six of the NFL. They've thrown for a lot of yards. So I think this number is way inflated. And Geno Smith, even though I'm not saying Kirk Cousins is a top five quarterback, he's not even close to being on the level of those guys. Geno Smith under 255 in Detroit. This is going to be a big Lions victory. It's minus 120 at BetMGM.
Let's go Lions. We need that Lions roar, because we're both on the Lions this week. I think there is value on a prop for the Lions, but it's not posted yet. Jamal Williams, a running back for the Lions. I just blanked on his name. Who's the other running back that's hurt for
DeAndre
the
Swift?
Lions? DeAndre Swift, especially if he's banged up. I think we see a big game from Jamal Williams in this one, especially since the Seahawks have been really terrible against the run. Second worst run defense, at least statistically speaking, in the NFL. But for me, I'm going to go with one of the more square ones, and I'm going to go Josh Allen over his passing yardage prop. I honestly would rather play attempts, but it's not posted yet. We're looking at a game that has one of the higher totals on the board at 51 against the Ravens. I'm going to go with Josh Allen over 282.5 for minus 125. He's hit this in every single game. The attempts have been there. He passed the ball for over 60 times last time out. And plus, he gets a Ravens secondary that's allowed the most passing yards to opposing quarterbacks. And even better, I think this game's going to be close. So I think we see a big back-and-forth shootout between Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. So I'm going to go with Josh Allen over his passing yardage prop of 282.5.
Like you always say, he's a cheat code, and that Ravens secondary is bad. Like, worst. The worst. They've been the worst. They've been the worst for a couple of years now. I'm mad I didn't play it. That's it. That's a great prop. Love that. Love that.
All right, what's up next for you, Jinx?
Well, you know what? We're sort of in simpatico here, because what I'm going to do is go to that same game, but I'm going to go Stephon Diggs' longest reception over 24.5 yards. It's also minus 120. This is my favorite prop. Diggs has hit this number in each of his first three games. Did I mention that the Ravens secondary is terrible? Also, the total in this game set at 51. We should see plenty of points. And you know the storyline here. When Josh Allen looks deep, he's looking for his boy, Stephon Diggs. Also, Stephon Diggs, as the Maryland fans like to say, he a Terp. He'll be back in Maryland, not far from where he went to school in College Park. He's going to show out. This number is way low, easily gettable. Again, he's hit it in every single game. Long reception, over 24.5 yards, minus 120.
Ooh, I like that too. I think that game especially is going to be really good for player props. Like I said, you start with a game with one of the higher totals on the board. You have so many good offensive weapons that even if the defenses were good, which I don't think is really the case for the Ravens, and the Bills are still going to be missing some pieces on that secondary. Micah Hyde now out for the season, one of their better corners. Jordan Poyer might be questionable in this one, who is a big part of that pass rush. So I think all the factors are pointing to maybe an over in this game. And also, if you're looking for a game to do like a same game parlay, I think this is probably the game. All right, next up for me, I'm going to go with a game that you might not want to watch, but I'm going to go with this Jets-Steelers matchup. And targeting Breece Hall here, going against the Steelers defense that's been really bad, giving up the fourth most yards to opposing running backs. I think the question here is it going to be Michael Carter or is it going to be Breece Hall? But the number is lower for Breece Hall. I'm going to take his rushing plus receiving yards because he has been a dual threat out of the backfield, being able to catch those passes. So I'm going to go over 60.5 rushing plus receiving yards for Breece Hall of the New York Jets. The big question mark is how does his usage change now that Zach Wilson could be entering the frame? Honestly, I think we see more of him here just because Zach Wilson's going to be a little rusty. I think we see more check downs to guys like Breece Hall out of the backfield. And I think that the Jets will rely more heavily on their run game, especially since that's what the matchup favors. The Steelers are not good against the run, especially since losing TJ Watt. So Breece Hall over his rushing and receiving prop of 60.5 yards for -110 over a BetMGM.
Chelsea, I love that. Come on. I'm gonna pat my seat right here. You know what this is? It's a little seat on the Breece Hall train. Come on. There's plenty of room. Come on over. I love Breece Hall. Loved him at Iowa State. And you're spot on in that I don't really trust Zach Wilson. This guy's a rookie for all intents and purposes because last year he didn't play a full season, was banged up last year, been banged up already. And so when he looks downfield against that Steelers defense, as he's still adjusted to the speed of the game, he is going to dump the ball off. His first or second option will not be available. He will look for Breece Hall in the flat. And that yardage plus rushing prop, Breece Hall going to get a lot of action tomorrow. I'm with you on that. Get on the Breece Hall train.
Yeah, and one other thing, if you do like playing props, probably play them early. If they're already on the board, most of these go nothing but up because people love betting overs, unless maybe you're talking about the Saints or whatever is going on their offense. So if you think you have a strong feeling on something, play it early.
Yes, absolutely. And it's like this with a lot of bets, but particularly prop bets where the bets tend to come in later in the week because then people start looking at the numbers and they say, okay, well, I like this team, I like that team, I like this prop, I like that prop. However, it's only early in the week when maybe sharp bettors or people who bet for a living, they look at these numbers and they say, well, I think this could go that way or this way. Let me see how this number adjusts because I think I can get a better number. Not everyone works that way. I think most casual bettors don't do that. So yeah, if you like a prop, grab it early.
Yeah. So just a list of things you should watch for when it comes to the prop market. Last night we saw it with Joe Burrow and his passing yards. I got it to 72.5, I believe. It was up to 276, 78 in some places around game time. All right, let's kind of turn our attention to who we think is going to be finding the end zone this weekend and look at some anytime touchdown score prop bets. Jenks, who do you like?
I only have one prop bet, but it's for a lot of plus money. Again, this is not my strength, but I do like this. I'm going to go Terry McLaurin, anytime touchdown, +190 against the hated Cowboys. Terry McLaurin has not scored since week 1, and Washington knows if they want to win this game, they have to get him involved. The Cowboys' secondary is exceptional. Carson Wentz is Carson Wentz. He'll throw a dud, and then he'll throw a beautiful ball down the field. Washington knows if the Commanders have any chance of winning this game, they've got to look for the best receiver on the field on either side. Terry McLaurin, anytime touchdown, +190. Love the value there.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with some value plays as well. Looking at Zay Jones for Jacksonville, I know he is not a big name, but he has been hogging a ton of red zone targets for Jacksonville. He has 8 red zone targets so far this season, and he is over +200 to score an anytime touchdown. So maybe Trevor Lawrence can hook up with him. Also looking at those target share leaders, Devontae Adams has the most amount of targets in the red zone. I think you can get him at a decent price at -115, -120. At some point, I do think that he is going to get some bigger yardage plays because last week we didn't see it, but I think him and Derek Carr hook up in the end zone for a touchdown this weekend.
For more, listen to the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.